You're listening to Electric Sisterhood, episode number 154, One Versus 100 is a Real Buzzkill.
Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
I'm Pandalicious.
And we have a guest with us today, Alpha Box from Dead Pixel Live.
Hello, ladies.
Hi.
Hello, Alpha. So.
How you been?
Been doing good. I've been trying to get on your show for a while. Panda's been begging me, when are you going to come on our show?
Shut the hell up. I have not. You've been begging me, when could I be on the show? I asked Santa for Christmas if I could be on the show.
Oh my God, is it going to be a he said, she said episode?
No, but that is totally how that went down.
There's no Santa, Panda. You still believe in it? I know you still live at home, but there's no Santa.
You know what?
Don't tell her about the Easter Bunny, because she would be distraught.
Oh no, I know the Easter Bunny's not real. I don't believe bunnies lay eggs.
Well, good for you.
And they're not representations of Jesus.
Well, it depends. If your bunny has a mustache.
Well, let's go crucify some bunnies and then leave some chocolate covered eggs somewhere.
I'm gonna recommend that we not crucify bunnies at all. That's gonna be my recommendation.
That sounds far more unappealing than I actually thought it was going to.
Yeah.
So let's just move on.
Exactly. Just something that is appealing. Our website. You can visit us at www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can visit the short address, which is
ESH.mobi. That's ESH.mobi. The short address will bounce into the long one, and you can check out any articles that have been written within the week. If you have any questions for us, you can email us at questions@ESH.mobi. Or if you want to talk some business with us, you can email us at fresh@electricsisterhood.com. If you aren't listening to us on iTunes, you can check us out there. You can plug us into any RSS reader, any podcast search engine, and we are also a part of the All Games Network.
That's right. You can catch episodes of our podcast airing on the All Games Radio Network, found at allgames.com, on Monday nights at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 5:30 p.m. Pacific, and make sure while you're there checking us out that you visit some of the other affiliates and shows over there, like Evil Avatar.
Or Dead Pixel Live.
There's also Chatterbox with Alon.
And there's Video Game Outsiders. They're okay.
And Ultimate Quest with Xeno kicks ass as well.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget Bobby Blackwolf in Friday Night Gaming.
That goes without saying. It's Bobby Blackwolf.
He's the man.
So make sure that you check out their shows and our shows. And if you do, let them know that the chicks from Electric Sisterhood sent you, because we like getting credit.
Yeah.
Extra credit, especially.
And you should tell other shows to come check us out.
Yeah. I mean, it should be reciprocal.
Do our work for us.
Be our minions.
I has minions,
too. But they're on vacation right now.
Oh.
They're down in Miami.
I had to let some of my minions go because...
Well, times are hard, you know.
Yeah.
And you're not working, so I mean, I know that healthcare's got to be
okay,
real difficult.
Why does the show always turn into poor Pandalicious? She doesn't have a job. She ain't got no monies.
Well, you don't.
What are you paying your minions with if you don't have any monies?
You don't.
Cookies. Cookies. You are a bitch.
What?
How dare you insinuate?
What? I insinuated nothing. You pay your minions in cookies. Ask her what kind of cookies. Love cookies.
No. Chocolate chip cookies. Or cakes.
I'm just going to shut up. I will behave myself this go around.
And it's tasty cakes.
See, you did it for me. I don't even have to do it. The show runs itself. I can just sit back here and drink beer.
Well, I'm not going to.
I'm going to take the mic of 1,000 truths, and I'm going to pass it to you, Panda. I'm going to let you run with the show first. What do you got for the people?
Last weekend was the birthday weekend.
Yes.
It was awesome. I know some people were wondering what happened to me because I kind of dropped off radar for about 3 days. I needed to recoup, people. I partied. I drank. There was a guitar somewhere. There was
don't meat. Ask her where. Just don't. And, you can't remember.
And the next morning there were waffles and it was all good. You know, I got a lot of great presents. I got a lot of great comments. So thank you guys very much for extending those wishes to me. I hope everyone was paying attention to my message on Xbox Live and told everybody to take a drink in my honor. Because if you didn't, you fucking suck.
I'm glad you got that out of your system.
Unless you know you're underage. And I think I told those people to drink Coke. So I hope you were drinking Coke or Pepsi. I'm not that particular. But I need to, while I have the mic, express a really big thank you to Gino Baby, who not only gave me the awesomeness of Prototype that I'm going to be talking about today, but he also sent me Punch Out for the Wii and Infamous. Now, the sucky thing about Infamous is I don't have a PS3.
I do. I can has.
You can't has. It's birthday present. Fuck you.
I can borrows?
You can borrows.
Thank you.
Because it was really funny. Esh Mom saw it and she's like, but you don't have a PS3. I'm like, not yet.
And she's like, and you don't have a job too, so I don't see that happening anytime too soon.
No. But who's to say that, you know, eventually I'll get a job and I'll be able to get one, because now Absolutely. That I have a game for it, I have more incentive now to get one.
Then, and, you know, all my jokes before.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But anyway, positive reinforcement. Gino Baby, thank you very much. I'm actually in the process of writing an actual thank you letter, because I don't think online thank yous are enough. So look for that in the mail. You are a good man. I will sing your praises for a very long time.
Are you going to actually sing, or was that, like, fake?
No,
singing?
No, it's a figure of speech.
I just wanted to know. I wanted to be clear.
I will write prophecies about the kindness of this man.
Okay.
Regardless. Prototype.
I think you should sing. The guy gave you three games.
I'm not
singing. And they're good games, too. I mean, it wasn't like they were shit games, either.
No! I honestly think that Gino sent me Infamous and Prototype in hopes that I'd be able to play both and be able to talk about the flame war between the two and how essentially Infamous is Prototype with lightning. And there's a lot of flame wars up in the forums about how many people were like, oh, it's just the same game, it's a sandbox, blah 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 blah. But I'll go into that later.
Okay.
I'm not going to sing. I'm not going to do that.
Hasn't had enough to drink yet.
That's right.
You give her a shot though, she'll sing like a fucking canary.
And they don't sing actually as a bird. They only sing when there's gas down in the mines.
Again.
To alert miners that, you know, there's poisonous gas that could kill them.
Actually, they don't sing. They just pretty much die. You pretty much check to see if your canary's alive. And if he's dead, you go, time to go. I'm going to leave now.
Regardless, let me get on with the piece.
Please do.
So, initially in the email that Gino had told me that he was going to send me a game, he essentially sent me Prototype because he didn't want me getting any more achievements in Res 5, which at that point I couldn't get because I didn't have Microsoft points to buy Versus. But thanks to your present, Ninja, that is no longer an issue.
Yeah,
but,
I rock.
But I promised Gino that for a little bit that I would not indulge in Res 5 and I would give Prototype my full attention, which I have been. And needless to say, I really enjoy the game. At first, you know, the first couple of bouts of death where I was just being flung around like a rag doll, I wasn't appreciating that very much. I've been so used to kicking ass and not dying nearly as often. And I mean, the controls are pretty simple. A lot of people flame on it because the graphics aren't nearly as good. I mean, you've got hordes of people running away from you or at you at any given point in time, you know, and the avatars are not very polished. There's not a lot of rich texture. But for everything that's going on in this atmosphere, you can't expect them to be able to deliver this in that imaginary gamer mindset, that everything has to be pretty and all the time. There is no way. For Prototype to be that kind of game, we wouldn't have gotten it now. We would be waiting for when Final Fantasy 14 comes out, when they finally announce 15.
Well, I mean, it's like Uncharted as well. I mean, part of the reason why Uncharted 2 has taken this long is because they've spent so much time on the environments.
Yeah. No, I mean, the environment is not bad, but a lot of people are like, well, it's not like da-da-da-da-da-da, and it's not nearly as nice looking as Infamous, but then again, PS3, who can blame them? I mean, from the box, it looks really nice.
You got the pretty box.
It is. I mean, but I've enjoyed it. I mean, for those who haven't heard anything about Prototype, you're a dude. Alex Mercer, and he's kind of a dick. No, not kind of. He's a dick. He, you know, when you first started, you got all these powers, and you're beating the fuck out of these things. And at first you're kind of like, what are these things? Because they don't look like zombies. I mean, they're kind of monstery, and they're, you know, demonic, but you don't know what they are. But they're the infected. So I guess they're kind of like zombie monsters, zombies, I don't know.
Zombies. Okay.
And in the beginning, you have all these powers, and you're just slaughtering them. And you're like, man, I'm badass. Well, now, let's rewind everything, because now you don't got anything. So they kind of do a God of War 2 on you. We start out with everything, and then it gets taken away.
Gotcha.
You know, so you as Alex have no idea, absolutely no idea, well, really, who you are, what's going on, and why all of a sudden you have claws for hands. And you're pissed. You are so pissed.
Well, it definitely impedes on the me time when your hands become claws. Just throwing that out there.
Well, because, I mean, as I was playing it, I was playing with someone who absolutely loves the game. And I'm like, I feel like a Wolverine without a cause. Oh, wait, that's essentially like Wolverine. I'm like, but not, you know, Wolverine's not nearly as pissy. You know, this guy is just not happy about anything. So you find your sister, and she's kind of like a hacker. And she's like, I'm going to help you because I'm your sister. At first, I didn't realize she was my sister. So I was like, am I banging you? But I'm not, because she's my sister.
Yes. Please go an episode without incest. That would be awesome.
Well, I didn't know, because, you know, like I said, he has no clue. And there are these people that you can, you know, to get health and, you know, to regenerate yourself, you consume people. And I don't just mean nom.
Right.
Like, you either take their head and you bash them into the ground, and then all of a sudden they, like, absorb into your body. Or they attach to you and you just consume them through this really cool mutation-y thing. You know, and you absorb certain people and they unlock memories. And, you know, and they have this little red symbol over their heads usually. Or if they're a part of a mission and you absorb them, then you know. So it's this giant web of intrigue. And apparently you can run through this game and just unlock all the ones that you get through story mode. And, I mean, it essentially gives you the story. But, and honestly, the more time you invest in Prototype, the more enriched the story actually is.
Okay.
So that's why I don't want to talk too heavily on it, because I want to do a really in-depth article about it when I've played the whole thing. I know the whole story to bring that to light. But is it awesome? Yes. Do I like killing? Yes. I like hijacking tanks and fucking blowing up strike raids, which suck balls. I fucking hate the strike forces. They mow me down. They make me angry. I curse. I broke a glass the other day. They pissed me off.
Did you take my tips? And for anybody else listening, there's a couple. I gave her a couple great tips how to start this game and mow through it till about the middle of it.
Yeah.
Because this game has something like Crackdown where you'll collect orbs. There's two different color ones. And as you get orbs, you get experience points and upgrade your guy. All you have to do when you first start the game is walk. It's basically Manhattan, New York area. Just go to Central Park. There's about 20 orbs there you can get. As you get more, you get a ton. It progresses. Like, you might get 100 for the first one, 1,000 for the second one. So you can just keep multiplying how many points you're getting, and then just buy the shit out of the upgrades. Like, turn your hands into hammers, into shields, into big tentacles. And then after you go to Central Park.
Yeah.
Don't buy anything. Just go straight downtown to, like, the actual downtown area and look at the ground. Times Square. Look down on the ground behind the signs, and there's another 15 there. So you can start off the game with – I think I bought 25 upgrades in the first hour and a half doing that.
Damn.
It is – I mean, and there's a lot of things. You know, you've got them for combat. You got them for survivability. You got them for movement because – he's kind of like Spider-Man, Wolverine, and somebody else. Oh, I had him in my mind, but I can't remember. Merge them all together, make him very pissy, very emo-y, like a woman on PMS. Yeah, actually.
I knew you were going to go there. How did I know you were going to go
there? No, in all honesty. You know, and, I mean, he is just pissy. You know, he's just like, it's like, oh, how do I get the attention of that guy? I'll kill all of his men. You know, and it's really funny because the atmosphere you know, lets you know that Alex is not a nice guy. I mean, you can walk down the street, and if you hit anybody, he, like, pushes them, and he smacks women in the face.
Well, sometimes just, bitches need to get smacked in the face.
He just smacks a bitch.
Well.
And I'm just like, whoa. I'm like, you're a douchebag. You know, and, but I think my current obsession at the current moment is, like I said, I really like this whole web of intrigue and unlocking the whole story. There's this consumability where, you know, if no one's watching you, you can kind of just sneak up and absorb someone and not get caught. Because obviously, if you get caught, the military gets pissed.
Because you ate somebody.
Yeah.
You don't really eat them. Half the time, you force them on the ground, like she said, and beat the shit out of them, or 1,000 tentacles come out of you and consume them.
Oh my gosh, the Devastators are really fun. Granted, I don't have them all memorized yet, but with certain abilities that you get, like when you get the claws, I think you get the ground slam, and then you get the tendril Devastator, which you can only use when you are in full health, and it blinks red and blue. That's how they let you know. And it just devastates a whole area. Like, you could be surrounded by infected and military and planes and tanks, which I often am, and just use this, and it just clears the whole way. Until another strike force shows up and shoots me in the face.
So you're talking just massive destruction on a big level?
Everywhere, and pretty much everything is essentially destructible. Or, I mean, aspects of everything are destructible. So, I mean, you can just hop into a tank and run over some cars, some taxis. People will just run into your car and or taxi and just die. I know Eshman was walking, you know, watching me play that night, and she's like, why are you killing people? I'm like, because I'm pissed. That is why. I'm like, you know, and she's like, are you trying to save the world? I'm like, I don't even fucking know what I'm trying to do. I'm like, all I know is I'm angry. I've got these really cool powers. I can kind of fly. I can run up buildings. And when I fall from a great height, I make a crater in the ground.
So let me ask you both this question, because this is something I've been noticing, especially after E3 and now just taking a look at everything that's coming up. Have you noticed how much we seem to be swinging back into the more adult games on the Xbox 360 and PlayStation platforms? If you look at this game that's come out, Infamous, Darksiders is looming on the edge here. Dante's Inferno, which if you haven't seen anything about, you need to get on the web, because that game just is sick from beginning to end.
Oh, yes, I enjoyed that. Dante's Inferno. I went to that demo at E3.
So, you know, you start looking at these games, and it just kind of seems to me like it's either Mario and Sonic taking each other out to dinner, or I'm pretty much just going to rip you apart from the inside out and then breakdance on your intestines.
I'm not very surprised that we see these type of games over on, you know, the Xbox and the PS3. I mean, I don't see where the strong pull for family-oriented game would come into play there, because the Wii is supposed to be the console for that. I mean, yes, there's the, you know, the light camera action games, which I own, which are great for multiplayer, but I mean, I don't see why they'd want to try to branch and try to take that over when there's already kind of a very strong core over in Nintendo for that. So why not appeal to the gamers that aren't attracted by the Wii?
Yeah, I think 360, they've tried the family-friendly games, and they've not really hit on them. We'll see what they do with this Project Natal thing. But right now, this is their strong point, these type of games, and that's what people are buying. No one's buying the kiddie games on this. And I have a kid, I know. I'm not buying any games for the 364.
Yeah, I find it really interesting to see, or at least for me, as far as games that are coming out, that there seems to be this shift more back towards adult games, period. It's like everyone's kind of come out of there. Oh, yeah, we thought the Wii was selling really well because of the childlike games, so we decided to go and be real trivia-y and all that kind of stuff. And then we realized, oh, wait, that's not what we fucking do. We should do what we do. So let's get back to that.
Well, I mean, I know that there was a lot of speculation that the Conduit was going to sit there and bring serious gamers back to the Wii.
And but most serious gamers... Don't get it twisted. Conduit is the shit.
I'm not saying that The Conduit isn't bad. I mean, I've seen a lot of great reviews for it, but I mean, everyone's like, oh my God, it's totally going to bring shooter people, you know, it's going to bring first person shooter lovers back to the Wii.
No. No. It's going to introduce a whole lot of people that are on the Wii that didn't know that they were shooter fans to the Wii. Like, I've got some friends at work, they're just like, I didn't know I liked this type of thing.
And now they do, and now they're going to be like, are there any more for the Wii? And they'll be like, no. And then they'll go and they'll either invest in games for their 360 that they have in the house already, or their PS3, or both. And get that crave for that first-person shooter. I mean, it looked really cool. I didn't get a chance to play any of it while we were at E3, but I mean, it looked really cool.
No, I like Conduit. I really do. I enjoy it immensely. I'm stuck on this one mission, but that's okay. I'll work it through. It'll happen.
So are you're enjoying it? Because I'm still waiting on my review copy to be sent to me.
Yeah, I am. I decided not to wait for a review copy, and I just went out and rented it. And I am enjoying it. And I'm not a shooter person. But on the Wii, it's a lot easier for me to keep track of what I'm doing. I hate playing shooters on a D-pad or a thumbpad. I prefer having a peripheral. I grew up playing shooters in the arcade. I like having a gun wherever possible. So I've got a sled that allows me to put my remote into a gun, which makes it infinitely more fun for me. And I wish that there were more things like that on my Xbox or my PS3, because that would entice me to play more shooters on those platforms.
I know, someone was supposed to play Res 5 with me like a week ago, and then, my hand hurts, so I can't really play tonight.
Look, here's the thing. If you want to get into my hand, you know doggone well, Eshma,
I know.
When we were younger...
Fucked
having
up.
A little bit of a bad day and shut a car trunk on three of my fingers.
Yeah.
I did not lose my fingers, but every once in a while my hand will just lock up and I can't bend it.
Yeah, it's true.
Which makes it a little bit difficult to play video games sometimes. Okay, I have a problem.
And I know.
I'm stuck for bringing it up right now. I'm going to cry in my
bed. At least I didn't mention the fact that you're like a... Well.
Just let it go.
I didn't bring up Vegas.
All right, let it go.
All right, then.
All righty, then.
Okay.
All right.
But, I mean, I'm not surprised. I'm really not. And I don't know. Coming out of E3, out of everyone, I mean, I know we've talked about this before already, you know, there wasn't anything that was really attention-grabbing that was exclusive to, you know, the 360. But, I mean, even without that, I still feel like the Nintendo, the Wii is slightly losing that appeal that drove everyone to be like, oh my God, Wii's gotta have them. I mean, now a lot of people, they have them, but how often do they play them?
I can't tell you the last time I used my Wii Fit Board.
Well, I mean, I'm going to be using mine recently, thanks to Gino. But still, right, I mean, I've hardly touched it. So, I mean, where was all that?
You won't be touching it for long, because Punch-Out's fun, but it's short.
It's short.
It's like 14 characters.
Like Gherkin short. Like,
You won't be playing it very long, is what I'm saying. Unless you have a problem and you're not very good at games, which you have been playing Res 5 for how long? Months now?
Yeah.
Months.
But what? Yeah. It doesn't. So what? Don't be jealous of my achievements.
Nobody's hating.
I just looked it up. You've got 51, I've got 46, and I played for 3 weeks.
You know what?
How long?
Bite me. I was never big on the achievement tip. And then all of a sudden I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna go get these achievements. And then I went and I did it.
Basically what happened, she was like, damn, I got no money for new games. I better complain the hell out of the games I got.
Thank God for achievements, because I've been there. I've done the same thing. I'm broke. Yep. I can't get a game. What can I do?
Hey, like, I can get achievements.
I haven't played 10 people online yet in Rock Band. Let me do that.
No.
Beep.
I mean, I've already talked about that that's why I did it, but it was still fun to revisit it knowing I had set goals in mind. I am not going to I don't have to answer to you guys.
Yes, you do.
About how I game.
That's the whole reason why you're on the show.
I guess so.
That's
but anyway, Prototype, it's a lot of fun if you're into hack'em slash'ems, deep brooding, you know, angry guy with a very shiny, supposed to be leather, but looks like pleather preppy vest jacket thing.
Oh, that shit's fake. There's no way that's leather.
Yeah, I know. It's but shiny. I mean, if it's too shiny. But I mean, that's part of the whole resolution thing. I mean, if they'd had more time to texture that, like, I think if I had any serious qualms with the design of Prototype, I don't care if all the, you know, the avatars, you know, the people running away from me or being absorbed by me don't have that much texture, but I would have felt that they would have spent more time on the main character and made him look better than he actually does.
But it doesn't look bad. You brought this up earlier, but the one thing that this game has that stands out for me is I can't remember the last time I played a game where you're causing this much destruction and havoc down, like, downtown in a city type area where there's hundreds of people, like, that are just caught in the fight. Just civilians running for their lives. And cars. I mean, you don't turn a corner without there being
cars being thrown.
50 people or 20 different cars. I mean, they have all this stuff going on the screen at once. You're gonna lack a little bit. The game doesn't look bad at all.
No.
The only qualm I have with this, I know there's a lot of taxis in New York, but Jesus Christ, I'd say 90% of the cars on screen are taxis.
Taxis. And they don't go anywhere because half of them are turned over. Like, I was doing a mission where I did escort this black doctor to this, like, abandoned base. Yeah,
oh, that
black
doctor. Sucks.
And, like, I had to go down this street. And I'm like, there's, like, 15 to, like, 20 taxis. They're not going anywhere. And, like, 14 of them are turned over. So they can't go anywhere because the ones that can move can't move. So I'm like, oh, sorry, guys. I'm just mowed them over. And as soon as I did, I got an operational report that let me know how much damage I had done. And I was just like, yeah, public transportation sucks. But anyway, I mean, yeah, there's a lot going on. To do the type of graphics that anyone would want, it would take serious time. And everybody was calling for a new game, and you got one. So you know what? Sit down, hold your controller, play the game, invest. I don't think you'll be disappointed. And if you are, well, then it wasn't for you, and try Infamous. I'm sure you'll love it.
Wait. I don't think that Infamous is a secondhand, you know,
no,
player
but
to prototype.
No, I'm not saying, oh, well. But, I mean, it looks very pretty from the pictures that I've seen. So, I mean, if someone's looking for, you know, a game to be purely aesthetically pleasing, you're not going to get that in Prototype. Is it still fun as fuck? Yes. Well, maybe not as much as...
Just keep going.
It's fun. But, I mean, if you want to look at a really nice-looking guy with lightning who's not Zeus, you know, who has a cool leather, you know, yellowy biker jacket thing, then, you know, if you're looking for prettiness, then if you have a PS3... Then play Infamous.
No, if you're looking for prettiest, what you need to do is, I think it's on Kotaku's website, but they basically had a little contest between the Prototype guys and the Infamous guys to basically render the other game's character in the most embarrassing light that they could. And so there are these two images, one of Mercer and one of the lead character from Infamous. I have to say that... The Infamous guys won because they put Alex Mercer cross-dressing, riding a unicorn with a rainbow behind him.
Riding a unicorn. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So if you haven't seen those,
I have
bounce
to.
Over to Kotaku's site and do a search for that.
Wait, what did the Prototype people do to...
Oh, they cross-dressed him as well, but he was kind of in a very Cher outfit where it was like a red bikini and feathers at the top on the shoulders, kind of doing that lollipop in the mouth thing. Yeah, it was more disturbing. And,
more disturbing than a unicorn and rainbow?
I like unicorns and rainbows.
Well, I mean, if you know anything about Alex, the last thing he would ever do is ride a unicorn.
Yeah, with rainbows and clouds in the background.
With rainbows.
Yeah.
I mean, the day I think he smiled at a rainbow, I think pigs would come flying out of his ass.
And those pigs would have chainsaws and absorb people.
Their hooves would be blades, and they would absorb people. But anyway,
Prototype gets the thumbs up, is what you're saying.
Yeah, and I'm probably going to play the fuck out of it. What's with me and playing things out of fuck? I don't get it.
I don't know. Anyway, there's a lot of fuck coming out of you today.
I'm achievement whoring in this game now. Because the really interesting thing about these achievements is some of them you can know what they are right off the bat, but most of them are a secret and they don't unlock unless you get them. You do them through the game. I mean, unless you cheat and you go through the walkthrough and you already kind of know what they are. Not that I'm doing that.
Of course not. You have the internet.
No, I'm not doing that either. I'm going to play vanilla first. And then if I don't manage to get all of them, shut up. If I don't get them all naturally, well, then maybe then I'll go through the series of tubes to give me helpful hints.
Mm. Pretty much PDFs that you can download and print out.
Maybe. I don't know. But anyway, it gets a thumbs up from me. I'm really, really enjoying it. Some of the aspects of it, I guess, can be kind of seen as repetitive. Up, you run up a building, you avoid a strike squad. You camouflage yourself. You go talk to a black guy. You go talk to this white guy. There's some chicks. Hunters suck, by the way. Super hunters suck even worse than regular hunters. I have not come across a super soldier yet. I've heard they really suck. But you guys will find out later, because I'm sure I'll start talking about this just the way I did with Res 5. But play it. See if you like it. I do. Yeah. And that's my bit about that.
Alrighty then.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That was good. And I did play some more Battlefield 1943, and I suck at it.
Yeah, well, let's not talk about playing Battlefield 1943, because someone sends invites and then ignores the people once they get on the team.
I did it by accident.
Look, Alpha, that's what she always says. We were supposed to play Rock Band one night, and then she's like, oh, man, I forgot. I was in a party with, as I recall, you, actually, and I couldn't play with you. I was like, bitch, you're the one that called me to play.
You could have joined our party.
Oh, no, because she was leaving at that point after I finally sent the final message. Yeah, and we just finished. You can play with Alpha, but I gotta go. I was like, dude.
Well, the problem with 1943 is the game, it's a multiplayer online-only game, and it's broken. Thanks, EA. I've given you my $15. And
I know.
You can get in a game by yourself, but you're supposedly able to get in a squad, you and three other people, and join a game. Can't happen. You will sit there for hours trying to get into a game. So what you have to do is, Panda got and sent me an invite. So I looked on there on my friends list, she was playing. So you have to trick it. You have to go to the squad menu in the game, and you don't ask her to join your squad, you just try to join the game she's already in. A little X button will come up if there's room in the game. You hit it, and it won't let you in on the first time. It takes about 20 tries. So I sat there and tried 20 times. Get in the game. Start trying to get her to talk to me. Hey, I'm in the game. Let's play. I'm on the same team even. This is great. And nothing. She keeps running away. Keeps just running away, driving in her Jeep. Can't get her attention. So I'm trying to shoot her in the face at this point. But there's no team kills, which is pissing me off. And then all of a sudden, boom, she's gone. And I get a message from her 5 minutes later. Oh, I was in a party talking to so-and-so. They're more important than you.
Yep.
I really didn't want to play.
Yeah. No.
That is not true.
I didn't want to be by myself, but then some other people showed up that were cooler than you, so I decided to run with them.
That is not true.
Sorry.
It's not true at all.
Oh, but really?
I was already in an Xbox Live party with someone else. This is true. I'm not going to be like, yo, bitch, I got to roll.
Was there 10 people in that party you couldn't have sent me the invite to? Could I not hear what special things were going on in this room? What was going on in this room?
There was nothing special in this room. I was just... You guys suck.
I'm just saying.
No, nothing was going on. I was just talking to one of my friends about Prototype. Mm-hmm. And he was playing it. I'm like, oh, I'm going to try out Battlefield while I'm here. And then
Alpha, you got passed up for Binary. I'm just going to throw that out there.
No.
I think exactly you. Binary 667.
No. It wasn't. Shut up, you guys. And no, it wasn't. He was actually at work.
You know, if I was there, that's the same person that you got passed up for when we play Rock Band. It was always Panda Eye and Binary.
What?
Binary was our drummer, and you played the drums in Rock Band, so that's why she wouldn't let. So you're leaving us both for Binary? Is this what's going on?
Oh my God, you guys. No.
I think we figured it out, Alpha.
It wasn't binary. It was Circus Freak 525.
I need a beer. Yeah. Please pass one.
There you go.
Thank you.
Oh, you guys suck. It wasn't binary. He was at work.
Otherwise, it would have been for binary.
Yeah, now you're cheating on binary.
I am not cheating on anyone. Oh, my God. Everyone plays on Xbox with everybody else. Nothing but commitment. I can play with whoever I want whenever I want. I can talk to whoever I want when I want to.
That's right, Alpha. You don't own her. I don't own her. Who the fuck do we think we are?
Yeah.
Heaven forbid someone invite me to a party and then ignore me and I get a little upset.
Mm. I mean, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Alpha, I'm sorry.
I have no feelings.
I'm sorry.
It wouldn't have been as bad. And you haven't played it as much, but this game really is broken. And they haven't fixed it yet. And if you want to play with your friends, which I've put a few hours into this game this week, this game is only fun with your friends. It's not the most involved first-person shooter. And if you're not there with your friends, it sucks.
I heard that there's a competition going on between Xbox Live and PS3 because apparently one of the maps is still unlocked, or rather it's locked. And whoever gets so many kills on the console will get the fourth map.
For free, yeah. 43 million. If you first console, or I don't know if it's competition. I just know that when 43 million kills are achieved, the map unlocks.
Yeah, but I mean, I know people who have the PS3 who, like, on Friday morning were like, we're getting up at 6 to start this.
That's a bit extreme.
So, I mean, certain people are taking it to that realm of competition to see which console will get the map first. Though, the Xbox crew is totally whooping PS3's ass. But
that's,
I don't know if that's really...
Xboxes.
Yeah.
In the wild.
Yeah. I know, they're just out...
Yeah, I'm not a big Battlefield fan. I mean, I like watching other people play, but it's not my thing.
Well, once I get the mechanics down, I think I'll enjoy it more. Because I was like, okay, I don't have a lot of bullets. I don't know where ammo is. I'm like, do I get more? Wait, I'm Japanese now? Did someone shoot me? What happened?
You know what? You could have played with me. We were on the Japanese team. I'd have picked you up in the Jeep. You got to listen to the little Japanese radio station playing on the Jeep. We could have cruised up, killed some people. Would have been a great first date, but no, ignore me for someone. I'm a little bitter at this.
Yep. She was going in her Jeep to pick up somebody else.
You know what? No one was in my Jeep.
Yeah. That's what you said.
No, you guys suck. You guys do. And Alpha, I am sorry. I didn't.
No, what'd you think of the game? How long did you get to play?
I played a little bit that night, and then this morning, I played some more of it this morning. I mean, I killed some people. I mean, I feel like I walk a little slow. I'm so used to moving a lot faster in my first person, you know, because, you know, usually it's in space, so I have, like, a super suit or something. But, I mean, you're Japs, you walk, you know, not that has anything to do with it.
Hello. I'm Whoopi Goldberg. Like many of you, I've been a fan since I was a little kid. They represent us, each and every one of us. They're part of Americana, part of our mainstream culture. However, their irreverent brand of humor are products of their time. Unfortunately, at that time, racial and ethnic differences were caricatured in ways that may have embarrassed and even hurt people of color, women, and ethnic groups. Now, nobody intended it, but that's what happened. Now, some of the phrases here reflect some of the prejudices that were commonplace in American society, especially when it came to the treatment of racial and ethnic minorities. Now, these jokes were wrong then, and they are wrong today. But removing these inexcusable images and jokes from this collection would be the same as saying they never existed. So they are presented here to accurately reflect a part of our history that cannot and should not be ignored.
Your Japs are American. You feel kind of slow. I felt kind of sluggish. I didn't know how to crouch. I don't even know if you can crouch.
Yeah, you can crouch.
In the demo, like, I couldn't connect with the demo at all. Because at first I was like, oh, I'll play the demo and see if I like it. And I got it. And it's like, can't connect to a game. Can't. And I'm like, people are playing it right now. I know people can connect to EA. What the fuck is going on? And then I went and I bought the actual game for 1,200 Microsoft points. And instantly, right away, like, oh, joining a game. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, and I'm like, I couldn't talk to anybody on my, I don't know if everyone, you can hear everybody. But then again, I was in an Xbox Live party, so I wouldn't be able to hear what people were talking about anyway.
So you couldn't hear Alpha's desperate pleas in the corner? Talk to me!
Yeah, because I couldn't hear. So I'm like, I'm not going to know what the strategy is. People are going to think I suck, but I'm just getting a feel for it. I mean, I definitely think, like Alpha was saying, that this game is very broken. If they fix it, and I invest the way that I did in my other first-person shooters or my, you know, third-person shooters, I will probably thoroughly enjoy this game. I've been approached by a lot of different people like, you like this type of game, so you might like Battlefield. You should get it. And at first I just thought Alpha was telling people to say that to me because I got it like 4 in one day. And I'm like, no, it's really that good? Because I know you were trying to get me to get it, so I was like,
I told you we were going to be playing. I've been playing with some of the guys from Super Happy Fun Time. And this week, you know what? I'll send you an invite and show you how to invite people to games. You'll be able to talk to us and play, and we'll show you how it's fun.
The game
is good. You can fly planes. You can drive boats. I mean, it's pretty deep. You can if you're in a squad, you can spawn near your people. You can pick your spawn points. You can spawn on the aircraft carriers or the airfields. And there's not much of a tutorial to it. Well, I think I take that back. There is a tutorial. I just, like most of them, I don't
play. I didn't see the tutorial.
It's in the options menu, but yeah, go and it'll show you how to do everything. But there is a run button. You were complaining about it being slow, so there's a run button.
Yeah, I felt like I couldn't run. I'm like, what's wrong with my legs? Have I already been shot? Like, yeah. I didn't know. I just jumped into a game to see if I could pick it. You know, if it was something that I could just intuit and figure it out. But I was like, nope, that's not how that works.
Okay. I'd just like to be able to buy an EA game for once that when I buy it, the servers work on the day it comes out, and not a week and a half later.
You're Fight asking Night Round for 4. Too much.
I know, Fight Night Round 4, I bought it the day it came out. It took me 3 days to be able to get online to play a game.
Have people been whooping Alpha Box's face
we
up?
We don't want to talk about Fight Night 4, I'm going to get my ass kicked.
Really?
Yeah.
By who?
Did
Scott give you a whooping?
Yeah, Scott. Well, no, Scott and I, we've had a couple good battles. He's good. He's beat me. We've only played twice, but we went to 6 or 7 rounds before he knocked me the fuck out.
That's cool.
But you're telling me Tedekin has been whooping your butt? Did I hear you say that?
I hear silence from the peanut gallery right now.
I don't want to talk about Fight Night 4. Just get your mic and start talking about Battlefield. Leave me alone.
I just think it's funny because I know when you were like, oh man, I totally can't wait to get this. I'm going to take everybody down. And then you get it and I don't hear anything.
I'm in practice mode. I'm practicing. I'm kind of taking a couple months off for training.
Okay, everybody's got to go into training camp, all right?
Alpha's doing a montage, a Rocky montage.
You got to have a montage.
Montage. He's like beating up dead cow carcasses. Like, I'm going to teach that Tedekin. No one's going to back me in a corner ever again.
No one backs baby in a corner.
And I'll have to tell the story. But Tedekin, you can download in Fight Night 4. You can take pictures with the camera or upload pictures. So I fight with myself. Like, I've got my own character. But you can download all the Rocky people. There's Ron Burgundy on there. There's Jason from Friday the 13th. I mean, you name a celebrity, he's on there. And he beat my ass with Ron Burgundy.
Were you in a glass case of emotion, Alpha? Did you take your dog and kicked it?
Yeah, I think he did a jazz flute solo afterwards, but it's neither here nor there.
Ouch.
It's a good game if anybody's not played it. If you liked Fight Night 3, this one's fun. They screwed a few things up. What am I trying to say here? The facial recognition in the first game where you could beat the shit out of somebody and they would get all bloody and you'd get a cut over your eye. No, you can, but like, say I cut your eye in the second round. Well, I'm going to keep going after that cut in the next few rounds, and it would just keep opening up more and more in Fight Night 3. Well, in Fight Night 4, not so much. I mean, they kind of toned all that down a little bit. Like, you'll get cut, but I can't keep working on it and, you know, open it up more.
You can't make someone's face a big, bloody, pulpy mess.
Well, that sucks because that's really what will happen in a boxing match, which would call an end to it faster. So
that takes the fun out of viciously pummeling somebody's face or any other part of their body.
This makes me a sad panda, and I'm a ninja.
Pandas can be ninjas.
It's a fun game. They have – there's one part then that if you play online ranked matches, in this game, you can throw an illegal blow with the B button. You can headbutt them.
Oh, well, what people I thought you were saying you could punch in the nuts. I was like,
well, you can do that too, but I haven't figured that one out. But you hit the B button and you headbutt them, and it'll stun your character. So what everybody's doing in ranked matches is stunning them with the headbutt and then just throwing haymakers and knocking you out.
Oh,
it's a cheap way. If you get caught up against the ropes,
bastards.
It's
come.
Cheap victory.
So they need
it's
to
not
get that
a real victory,
fixed.
People. It's cheap. It's empty. You can't go home and snuggle up with that and feel secure.
Yeah. So there's a few things they need to fix there, but overall, Fight Night Round 4 is a solid game.
So what else have you been playing, Alpha?
Played Prototype, played Battlefield. Have you guys tried Battlefield Heroes on the PC that's free?
No.
The cartoony one?
Does it work with Max, Alpha?
No, it does not work with Max.
We cannot play it. We are Mac people.
Let me rephrase that. I haven't done it. I have a PC.
That's right.
Gotta have a PC so you can review PC games, but I haven't played it.
I've been playing some of that. I enjoy it. I mean, it's free. I mean, everyone should play it.
That's
And it's very cartoony. It's just a very dumbed down cartoony version of Battlefield that's free and fun to play. I haven't played much of it lately, so I'll skip it. But the big game I've been playing is Cryostasis on the PC. It's a first-person survival horror game.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you're this guy that wakes up near a big nuclear icebreaker ship in the Arctic, and you start walking around this decaying, rotting old ship, and it's falling apart, and you're trying to find it. It's supposedly a first-person shooter. I'm on level 6, and I just found my first gun. So not a lot of shooting going on. But the neat mechanic to this is you'll come across bodies and stuff. Like, you'll come across a body next to a bridge, or, like, a bridge in the underneath of the ship, and the bridge is out. You'll go up and touch the body, and somehow there's some psychic ability, and it's not been told to me yet how in the story. But you'll go back through this guy's memories, and you have to play what went wrong, like, how'd the bridge fall? So you've got to correct whatever he did wrong, and then when you come back to reality, bam, the bridge is there.
Ooh.
Oh, that's an interesting mechanic.
Yeah.
And there's two or three of those for each level, and it's really cool. And I wish I could explain how, but it's not been told to me in the story why. You just walk up to them, and bam, it's just you start seeing this big psychedelic scene where you go into their body, and boom, you're playing as them.
Oh, wow.
I don't know the whole story. You're just, like I said, you wake up, you're walking around the ship, and you're trying to find out what's going on, and I'm really enjoying it so far. There's no health meter in the game, which what they do differently is there's a heat meter, since you're out in the cold and you're freezing your little white ass off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I haven't seen my guy yet, so I'm assuming he's white, because I'm white.
They usually are.
They usually are. Or they're alien women.
Yeah.
Ooh, maybe that's how I'm going into these other people's bodies. I don't know. But, yeah, it's a heat meter. So every time you'll find, like, a lamp or some kind of a generator you'll turn on, you have to warm your body up. That's your energy gauge.
So wait, does it slowly decrease during as you're walking around? Since it's ice cold, so it slowly depletes.
If you hit the water, exactly. And if you hit the water or something, boom, you've got nothing left. And there's these. They're not zombies, but there's some kind of, like the dead bodies, after you go into them, will disappear. But then you'll see them later in the game coming at you trying to hurt you. So like I said, it's a little confusing at this point, but they'll come at you with axes and shovels and wrenches. You've got to defend yourself with what you can pick up. Like, I think the only weapons I've got are a chain and axe. I just got a shotgun. But it's got really good melee combat, kind of like Chronicles of Riddick, if you ever played that. Really good. You can throw combos, hooks, and it works really well.
Well, it sounds really cool.
Yeah. I mean, now I'm kind of curious about that.
I picked this game up for $20, and it was brand new for $30. So it's made by some Russian developer, and I'm really liking it so far. That's the only thing I've been playing other than Prototype and 1943.
Well, I'm definitely going to have to check that out. I may have to finally update my Windows box to the release client of Windows 7 so it's usable again. Because I haven't done anything on the PC in quite a while except for The Sims. Yeah, I admit it.
That's okay. I ain't gonna fight you on no Sims. I liked Sims.
Yeah, I'm just throwing it out there. I'm just saying. You got a problem, want to fight about it? What?
No, we're not gonna fight. But okay. Okay. So, Ninja.
That's my name.
What have you been doing?
I'll be honest. I have been playing a shit ton of things on my iPhone and 1 versus 100 on the Xbox Live.
I still haven't gotten into the thingy. Horde-y, massive people thing.
The crowd?
Yeah.
Okay, so what I will say is, by the time you guys listen to this episode, they would have already done the first round of the beta game where they actually gave out prizes. So if you aren't aware of what 1 versus 100 is, one, I'm going to tell you about it, and two, you should start playing it immediately. Basically, it is a community trivia game, and they copied the TV show game and just made it available for Xbox Live users. What happens is, if you're a gold member, you can actually play now for prizes. It's still in beta, so there's that looming rumor that when it comes out of beta, there's actually going to be a fee to play the game. We don't know if that's going to be set or not, and as much as I've hounded all of my Microsoft people, they won't give up the goods either on whether that's going to happen. But basically, there are three roles in the game. You're either the one, the mob, or the crowd. So the one is the person actually playing, trying to win. And you basically get asked rounds of questions, and the majority of the questions are common knowledge things. Like,
oh?
Yeah. So what is a Kelvin? It's a, you know, a guy I know from down the street. It's a unit of measure. It's, you know,
doesn't it measure the single temperature?
Yes. But you get three answers actually to each question, and the one is basically trying to get the question right and knock out all the people in the mob, in the 100, that didn't get it right.
Trying to outlast the mob.
Exactly. And if you do, then you're going to take home 1,200 Microsoft points.
Ooh.
However, if you fail, the mob gets to split up how many points you have to that point. So there's about 10 rounds of questions, and then after a few rounds, the one will be asked whether or not they want to take the money and run, or if they want to push their luck and keep going. Just like in Millionaire, there are some helps instead of lifelines. And so basically the helps you get are to trust the mob, trust the crowd, or trust the brain. And so basically what these do are kind of like rely on the crowd. So whatever the most popular answer is of the crowd, which is pretty much everybody that joined the game that isn't the one or in the mob, you can trust their answer, which is the most popular. You can trust the mob's most popular answer, or you can trust the answer of whoever was the leader in streaking of correct questions in the game. What I find really interesting about it is that the questions aren't really, really hard. They're not. It's not like playing Trivial Pursuit and getting asked questions about the Pan Pacific area, and you're like, Pan what? Is that a pizza? They're all common knowledge questions, like kind of like, are you smarter than a fifth grader questions? And it's really funny to see how many people get tripped up on some really, really simple questions, or, you know, just those things that you assume that everybody knows. And it's very interesting to watch how people get knocked out. Like, as they answer a question, if you're in the crowd, it'll then show you a graphic representation of how many people got the question wrong, if the one got it right. And it will always slow down middle of the way through a row of 10, and then speed up if it goes past that 10. And you get a multiplier if you knock out more than 10 at a time. So the mechanics are really interesting, and I think that if the game show had been as interesting as the video game, it probably would have lasted on air here in the U.S. longer. I've played it. I try to do it actually about twice a week. And now that the beta is actually giving away points, probably going to have a real difficult time getting into the mob moving forward. Just because everybody and their cousin is going to be like, I can win Microsoft points. I know the shit out of stuff.
Yeah.
And then they don't. Like, not being able to answer what M in E equals MC squared means. Like, I was in a round where that was one of the first questions, and the dude knocked out 55 people with that question. And I'm like, wait a minute. Now, come on, people. We all get... No.
But remember, a lot of people that are on Xbox Live outside of the serious gamers are all like 15. And if they're not paying attention in school, well, they're not going to know that.
And they're not going to get Microsoft points. So let this be a lesson to you. Pay fucking attention in school.
Yeah, stop doing drugs.
Yes.
Or do drugs and study.
No, wait. Don't do illegal drugs.
Or prescription drugs.
Unless,
they're illegal.
Well, if your doctor tells you that you need Ritalin and you really are actually attention deficit, we're not telling you to stop taking your
drugs.
No.
In fact,
that's not what we're saying at all.
Take them.
Don't do the illegal ones.
Yeah.
Don't wind up as Bubba's bitch. That's pretty much where we're going.
And yeah.
Don't do the things that'll get you there. But I find it really interesting because it's one of those games where I feel like Eshmom could play it. Because it's really only three buttons where you're picking your answer, and the faster your response, the better. But Eshmom could play it and enjoy it.
Eshmom could play Peggle, but she's like, it's too hard. I don't understand. I'm like, it's Plinko with a unicorn.
What's not to get, Plinko?
What's not to get? You aim a ball, you shoot it out, and you get points.
Yeah. But no, I really think that this would be one of those games, you know, kind of talking about the family games and that kind of thing, that you could get a group of people around to play and enjoy, you know. And I've started using actually my Scenic controllers when I play, so that I don't have to carry my big hefty Xbox controller in my hand all the time. I just use my Scenic controller because that's a lot more game showy. It makes me feel like I'm in the game. I think that the host that they got is kind of comes off really douchey.
No, really?
Yeah. It's like he's trying to be a lounge lizard as opposed to just organically being one.
Well, is it that or is he just not in it enough? Did you play the actual game and not just the
I've played now 2 weekends in a row the actual live 2-hour game.
Okay, well, I got in it last night, and the only thing I really had a problem with is he's in between rounds, he'll say something, and then you've got this girl talking the whole time. So when he is put in there, it's just like a one-line joke, and then bam, we're off to the chick.
Yeah, and I don't really get that. Like, one that I was playing, he just kept going on and on and on about needing a gamer tag, and I really just wanted to suggest it doesn't run your mouth enough. But I didn't think that would fit. You know, and I was really getting tired of seeing the same video over and over again, but I kept reminding myself, hey, we're in beta. Hey, we're in beta. We're in beta. But what I recommend for people and why I say you should pick it up is while they are in beta, every time that you play, whether you play in the live game or if you play in one of the extended round plays, which is basically just a set amount of questions, a half hour at a time, starting at about the 6 or 6:30 p.m., Eastern Standard Time on Xbox Live, you get entered into their beta giveaway. So when the beta's done, they're actually giving away a bunch of prizes, including a home theater setup with a 52-inch TV, an Xbox Elite. They're giving away a bunch of Zunes, you know, if that's your thing, as well as some Microsoft points. So if you haven't, you should at least give the beta a couple of tries because, you know, it's free to play right now while it's in beta, especially if you're a Gold member. And you never know what's going to end up. You might win some Xbox points tonight by getting into the mob or not. But it's just a fun little distraction and allows you to not be super brainy. But also feel really good about getting one question right that you just thought everybody on the planet knew. And finding out that everybody on the planet does not know that.
I might have to do this. When is you said the thing's tonight, right?
Yeah. So the live play goes off on the weekend starting at 8 o'clock, and it's a 2-hour game. What's really nice is if you don't start at exactly 8 o'clock, you can join the game at any point in time, but you'll just be a member of the crowd, and you won't be eligible to be considered to be either the one or in the mob until a whole new round of questioning starts. But at the rate that the one loses out, as far as I've seen from the times that I've played, that typically means anywhere between 5 to 15 minutes before you're in consideration. I've only made it into the mob once, and it was before they were giving away points, but it was really fun. And it's just kind of, again, a nice little diversion. It doesn't take a whole lot of play. It's not really repetitive. And you might walk away learning something, or at least now, for the live games, walking away with some well-needed
bomb-ass prizes.
And they give, and when you're in the crowd, I don't know if you said this or not, but when you're in the crowd playing, the top three people in the crowd win an Xbox game now. So even though you're not in the actual game part, you still have a chance to win an arcade game.
Yeah, so it really is a way of giving back to the community and letting everybody come together and in a way that is competitive without being, like, trash-talking competitive. And I kind of like that as a diversion, especially on a Friday or Saturday night. So if you haven't checked out One Versus 100, I thoroughly enjoy it and recommend it. You should play it at least once.
Okay. I will.
And like I said, they have rounds that they do during the week that are not for points or for prizes, but you can kind of get used to the gameplay and what the questions will be like and bone up on your information.
Trivia.
And buzzing skills. Make quick on the button. Tap, tap.
She's quick on a button.
Yeah.
That tapping on the quick, that's what gets me when you're in the crowd, because you get a time bonus the faster you answer the question. That's where I screw myself. I'm always hitting the wrong button. Oh.
It's like, oh, damn it, I meant B.
I have to hand the controller to my wife. I'm like, take it. I know the answers. I can't hit the buttons.
Here's what I recommend as a technique that's worked out really well for me. If there's a question, and as soon as you see the question, because there's a little bit of delay in between, when you see the question, when the answers start popping up, and you're not sure of what the answer is, just take a look at what the first two answers are, and if you absolutely know it's not that, just automatically go ahead and hit the last button.
B, yep.
Just go ahead and do that. So, because the answers pop up pretty quickly, and so there's like maybe a half second in between. So, like, when there's been a question that's popped up and I'm not sure, I'm like, okay, it's definitely not Foxhole. It's definitely not Foxtrot. I don't care what C is. It's C. All right, let's do that one. And then I get the bonus. I like the bonus. Yeah, I said that too. Last little bit.
Bonus.
Funny. Yeah.
Do you think they're really going to be able to charge for this game? Because wouldn't that be gambling? If they're giving prizes away and you have to pay for the game?
And that's why it is. And I think that's why they won't do it in the end. Especially because right now, as far as them giving away prizes that actually do have real-world monetary value, because Microsoft points you do have to pay money for, so there is a cash equivalent basically available. There are a lot of states where if you do play, you cannot actually redeem.
Fuck that.
The point.
Haha, Vermont. Haha, Connecticut.
Exactly. So, you know, there is that fine line that they're treading where I don't think that they will actually wind up making it a pay-for game. I think that if they're smart, they'll just leave it to if you want to be able to be the one or be the crowd, that you'll have to be an Xbox Live Gold member, and that's the way they can make sure that they're giving their pay for customers first crack at winning prizes.
Now, you two cool ass chicks got to go to E3, and did they have on display there the Buzz game coming out for PSN Home?
I did not see the Buzz game for Home.
Neither did I.
Because Xbox they've done a really good thing here with this One Versus 100. So if Sony's listening, they gotta bring their A game with this, because they can't half ass it. And I like Buzz. I really like Buzz. But the screenshots I saw for what they showed, wasn't really that impressed.
No, I have not really been a big Buzz fan to start with. I mean, like, I've played it over other people's houses, but I don't actually own it. I prefer the Scenic game. I like their controller and things like that. But as far as this game goes, I'm really, really impressed. I mean, with the exception of those people that just don't have the bandwidth to hang in the game. So there have been quite a few that I've played where people haven't been able to get past the first question because their connection dropped them out. That the graphics look great. It is very responsive. I haven't noticed any lag. They were still having some issues, which is probably the reason why they just turned on awarding points right now. It's because there were a lot of users that were playing the game and the system was doubling and sometimes tripling their scores in places where it shouldn't. And so, like, there were people that wound up having scores of over 50,000 before the first question was actually answered. So there are a lot of things that they're fixing, and, you know, the host had made mention of, it's still in beta, so, you know, that's why we're not giving away points. And even called out some people in a couple of the games that I was in, because they were like, I'll take the points and run. And they were like, you realize we're still in beta right now and not giving away points? So that was kind of dumb to do. But hey, you know, maybe the next person will be okay. And that kind of stuff. So that's been fun, but it definitely just works. Like, I've enjoyed playing it. Some people that I've had over to my place that we've been playing during the week really enjoy it. And it's just a fun pickup game. And sometimes you need those that, you know, don't involve you having to blow things up. Although I like blowing things up. But it's just a really fun pickup game that you can
run with. But you're blowing up your controller with the buzzing.
I'm blowing up my brain with knowledge. Because I have gotten some questions wrong. I am not infallible. Or inflatable.
Knew that too. But you're inflammable.
I am inflammable. This is true. I don't recommend
Let's not set the ninja on fire.
Do that.
Or the panda.
I am inflammable. So the last thing I've got to talk about, which you guys are probably aware of by now, is Warner bought Midway.
I was not aware.
Yeah.
Were you aware, Alpha?
I've read this. Warner bought part of Midway.
Yeah.
And left part of Midway hanging out there for someone else to buy, and it doesn't look like they're going to get bought.
Nope. Which means Warner can has it if they want
it. Well, no. What do you think could happen with Warner completely owning Midway?
I don't know. I mean, Warner right now has just been mopping up the floor with all the interest in, you know, Arkham Asylum. I still have yet to see somebody that has found something they don't like about the game. Come on, dude, you get to play as the Joker.
Only on the PS3.
I'll tell you what I don't like is the special edition Batarang is attached to the stand. I can't throw that thing without throwing the stand. Lost my extra money because I'd get in trouble. I'll be walking around the neighborhood hitting kids in the head with that
throwing
thing.
The Batarang.
Bam. Here comes the ice cream truck. I'm going to try to take it down with the Batarang. But no, it's attached to the stand. I can't have any fun.
Well, they don't want to have all the suits, you know, with the law and the oopsing. I mean, look at all the dumb people that keep hitting themselves in the face with their remotes.
I know, but if you're going to have a Batarang.
You have a Batarang.
You can't. Why gimp a Batarang?
Because they don't want you poking your eyes out.
You then put don't your sell. Eye out, Alpha. You put your eye out.
I know.
And they're just trying to keep you in one piece, boo.
Yeah.
Although I do like the ice cream truck thing, because that son of a bitch does not slow down. And he sees me with my money.
Ugh.
You know, and you're small enough. I'm surprised he doesn't think you're a small child already.
I'm going to fuck you up through the internet.
We'll see.
You just wait. Well, I know Final Cut.
She stands at a fierce 4. Is it 4:11?
Shut up. Now is the time on the podcast where you shut up.
She is a ninja and you're a panda.
I know. I don't camouflage very well.
You will become a panda burger in like a second.
People don't eat pandas.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't. Anyway. Anyway.
Aren't as many as they are now.
Well, the reason there's not that many around because pandas are dumb animals and they don't like to procreate.
Hey.
They are picky about that.
Well, I don't understand. What's
because there are some pandas that are just butt-ass ugly. And they're like, I'm not.
Wait a minute. I'm seeing a correlation. Pandas in real life are too damn lazy to procreate. And this panda's too damn lazy to set goals and get out of the house.
Shut up! That is not true.
You know, I'm just saying, well chose with your name, well chose.
That is not the case at all. Mm. Stop putting me in check here.
Aw, I can't take it. Anyway, I just think that it's very interesting to see that, you know, there was some interest in Midway, because there were a lot of places that were saying that there wasn't going to be any interest in buying any piece of Midway, let alone all of it. I don't know if Warner's going to do anything with it. I would hate to think that MK versus DC is the only outing of that we're going to see. But I also, you know, don't like the fact that part of the reason why it got dumbed down the way it was because of Warner. So if they own Midway All Out, I'm not hopeful of ever seeing in a game now the Joker's actual brutality, which makes me sad in my heart hole.
There's a hole in your heart?
Yep. And only violence can fill it. But that's all I have. Those are just kind of some things to ponder and be on the lookout for. I'm interested to see what's going to happen with Midway and some of their games. Because, you know, I cut my teeth as far as violent games go, truly violent games go, on Mortal Kombat. Which we had to trick our mom into buying for us on the Genesis system.
You had to trick mom.
I told her
that I was happy with my Sonics.
Yes. But I had to beg and plead and basically convince Panda to convince our mom that she wanted it for a birthday. And I told her I would give her cash if she got the game because I wanted to do Johnny Cage's fatality just over and over again. And so, you know, my mom, because she wasn't really paying attention to anything, bought it. And then we started playing it. And she's like, what the shit is that? Because that's how our mom talks. I'm like, you bought it.
Yep.
Too late now. We've already seen it. You want to play? Here's a controller.
Exactly.
Oh, gosh.
But to look on the upside of this is the last few Mortal Kombat games haven't really been that good. So maybe Warner Brothers
do something. Oh, God. The freaking Mortal Kombat versus DC, it hurt to play. I was playing it over a cousin's house, and I was like, the only cool thing about that game was the whole when you fall off the area and you do the whole turning around in the air to try to pin the next person down on the ground. That aspect was cool, but besides that, I was not very impressed. The game fighting made me sad.
I don't say this often, but they would have been better to take something out of that game, like the story, and just put the actual fighting in. It would have been a much better game.
Yeah, but then how would they explain?
You don't explain.
I mean, there really wasn't much story in the first one. I mean, when you think of the original Mortal Kombat game and the characters that were there, what story was there other than Shang Tsung was a bad guy?
Bad guy wants to take over the world, put up a tournament to try to find the best fighters.
There wasn't even really that story. Like, I don't think anybody actually read that piece in the booklet.
Oh.
We're just like, beat the Chinese guy. He's bad. Okay. I'll be Sonya. I'm gonna kiss you to death. What?
And then use my thunder legs.
Thunder legs. That girl just had some big thighs.
Well, no, not as big as Chung Li's. Those were like steroid legs.
Steroid? Every game, Chung Li's legs
get bigger and bigger. It's scary.
Yeah, it is. It is. All right, well, I think that we're coming up to the end of it, so I'm going to have to remind you guys to make sure to visit us on the website. Chime in with what you're thinking about. And if you have any questions or comments, you can visit us on the web at www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use the short address, which is
esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. The short address will bounce into the long one, and you can check out any articles that have been written within the week. If you have any questions for us, you can email us at questions@esh.mobi. Or if you've got some business for us, then you can email us at fresh@electricsisterhood.com. If you're not listening to us on iTunes, you can check us out there. You can plug us into any RSS reader, any podcast search engine, and we are also a part of the All Games Network.
That's right. You can find episodes of our podcast on the All Games Radio Network, found at allgames.com. While you're there, on Monday nights at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time, check out the show, and then check out some of the really other awesome entertainment over there, like Ultimate Quest.
Or Dead Pixel Live.
Evil Avatar.
Or Video Game Outsiders.
Fantastic Forums.
They're coming. Or what about Gametopias? Have they come yet? Because I know they're coming.
It's on the way.
They're on the way. See, there are new things for you to come and check out besides all the really great stuff that's already there. But don't forget.
Did you guys hear?
What?
Video Game Outsiders are coming live. They're going to start doing their show live.
Really?
Nice.
Yes.
See, you're right here, folks, because I didn't know that. Awesome.
Me neither. But let's not forget Bobby Black Wolf Show and Friday Night Gaming.
Big Bobby B.
Make sure. that you check out all the fun stuff over there. And when you do, let them know that the Chicks from Electric Sisterhood sent you. Because like I said before, we like getting credit.
And don't forget to plug us some of the really great stuff that you see there, too. We like knowing that you listen to us. And you like what we like. Because then we can be friends.
Because if I like you like me, and we like both of us. I'm sorry. I'm singing to myself. Let me stop. And let me kind of stop this podcast and call it toast.
Yeah, I think it's... Do you think we should stop eating toast? It's been, what, 3 years now with toast?
I like toast.
Okay, I just thought I would ask.
I mean, if you don't want to eat it, you don't have to eat it. But I like butter on my toast.
No. I will continue.
And
I just thought I would ask.
Sometimes I like to sprinkle, like, cinnamon sugar on it. I think that's what I'm going to do with mine this time. Cinnamon sugar.
That's what you're doing? Okay.
Powdered toast.
Yeah. What about you, Alpha? What are you doing with your toast?
You know what? I think I'm going to watch some Ren and Stimpy, watch some Powdered Toast Man. And
I was totally just about to say that, dude.
Yeah, I stole it from you.
I was like, Powdered Toast Man. Damn you, Alpha. Curses foiled again.
And you, Panda, what are you doing with your toast?
I'm going to consume it and then be angry for the rest of the night.
Okay. Well, I'm Ninja Sista.
I'm Pandalicious.
I'm Alpha Box.
And we're out.
Bye.
Toodles, people. Hold on. I need more beer.
You and your beer.
That's good. A friend
I'm surprised Alpha's not drinking beer.
What are you drinking? I'll partake.
A friend of mine from Portland, Oregon, her mom sent me some beer from the Deschutes Brewery, which is a local brewery, and she sent me a bunch of pale ales and dark ales, but right now I have their original Bachelor, which is kind of an amber beer. It's quite yummy.
Is it hopsy?
It's very much hopsy. Okay. There's lots of hops, which is good. That's how I like my beer.
All right.
As you know, I'm actually a big fan of Guinness, but...
Let's not talk about Guinness. I'll tell you a really quick story. I was up for a trip for Ireland through Guinness Brewery. Sons of bitches. Uh-uh. There was like 14 of us. How do I tell that? Well, I don't give a shit.
Go ahead.
Anyway, I was going to say something. However I'm going to say it, Panda's going to laugh. But you were ranked however you did, 1 through 14. Well, I didn't even try because I was pissed because if I hit this goal, I just want the trip. I don't want to be put in a contest.
Right.
So I was third. So I had 10 balls in the hat that they're going to pull out.
Right.
And once through my life, my balls always have let me down.
Right.
They're pulling. And so, okay, so they just pull all the balls out of the hat. The last two balls in the hat get to go to Ireland. Okay, 7 balls left. I have 5. The other people have, there's 2 other people have 1 and 1. So I have 5 balls.
Oh my God, shut up.
They pulled mine 7 through 2. Or 7 through 3 pulled me out, and then the other two guys got to go. I was so pissed off.
Aww.
Fucking Guinness. I told them I'm never drinking their shit again. And it sucks because I like Guinness.
Aww. Well, I wouldn't
pulled your
tell.
Balls too soon.
My balls always let me down.
I'm sorry to hear
there.
That.
You know what? I gave you a clip. There, clip that out, Panda, after I clipped you out.